It's time for the hot spot with me, DJ Juice. Let's go. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Hey, everybody. All right, welcome to another episode and segment of The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice in the studio, only on radio.dominican.edu. All right, I hope y'all doing really well on this Monday night. Right, we starting off November, starting it off just barely. We were just finishing October. Last weekend I was trick-or-treating, trying to find a trick for my treat. So anyways, all right, let me give y'all a rundown right now of what's going to go on tonight. All right, we're obviously going to talk. It is the start of November. So I don't know if everybody out there is aware of the fact that it is No Shave November. So we're going to talk about that very quickly, what it entails, what it is, how you go about it, and who's participating in it. We're also going to talk about big news. Connor Murphy's trial is over. Earlier today, there was a sentence that was given out, and we'll definitely talk about that because that's a huge thing. May also, just a shout out, RIP Michael Jackson. Next thing that we're going to obviously talk about is going to be, you know, Justin Bieber was really big in the news last week with this lady saying that she was the baby mama. I personally don't know what the whole thing is going to be about, but we're going to keep you updated on exactly what's going on. I know a few ladies out there are a little ticked off of the fact that this girl saying that she's having Justin Bieber's baby. We'll see if it's true or not. If there's an interesting fact, just a quick preview, and I'm just saying this girl was voted in her eighth grade class as the most dramatic girl out of like 200 and some other students. So I don't know how viable her story might be, but we're going to get to that in the later segment with the special guest, of course, DJ P-Yob, because we all know how much DJ P-Yob loves, you know, Justin Bieber. He's a big Justin Bieber fan, and so is my man Chicken. Chicken actually took a picture with him down up in the Castro. That photo's real. Believe it or not, it's not Photoshop. It's for real. All right. And, of course, we're going to have right in between the breaks of everything, right at 7:30, you know what time it is. It's going to be in the mix time. And I got a cool little mix, taking it back a bit with this one. So, first things first, No Shave November. If nobody knows what No Shave November is, it basically means what the title says. You do not shave for the whole month of November. Now, there's different rules that go about doing this. Now, you can either do this. This is actually originated in Australia, and it's actually a way to raise awareness for prostate cancer for men. So men, the rules are, depending on who your group of friends are, it is you don't shave your mustache or your beard, any facial hair, for the whole month of November. Now, I know some people that are only shaving their beard but leaving their mustache, and they'll call it no shave Movember, mustache. I don't know. But other people, at least I'm participating, but I'm the only thing I'm shaving every time is my mustache because I don't look good with the mustache. But I don't mind growing out the mane of the beard. That's what I'm participating in. And it's obvious for me, it's a special reasoning. And that's because my grandfather had prostate cancer. So that's why I'm doing it. Even though today, earlier, I mentioned it and some girl said, "Do you have a girlfriend?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Good," because she wouldn't want to kiss you with all that facial hair anyway. And I'm like, "All right." But I was doing it for the cause of my, you know, my grandpa. So that's a little messed up. So that's what it is all about. It started up in Australia. It's become a big thing. They actually have a like page on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook and can type up No Shave November, you can like the page. And the way you go about it is starting the first day of November, that's the last time you shave. And after that, you take a picture every day since then up to the last day of November of your process of growing your facial hair. Now, I've only gone 4 days, and it already looks like more than a 5 o'clock shadow. So by the end of this, I don't know, I might be looking like Obi-Wan Kenobi in like the third installment that was new. So I don't know. But with that explained, and then, you know, it's not only for men. Women can also participate in No Shave November, which to me sounds kind of disgusting. You don't shave? What are you not shaving? That's one of the things that we're going to talk about coming up right after we take this quick break. You're listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to have a special guest. She is participating, and she's not shaving. So we're definitely going to see what she's not shaving. So, men, pay attention. Know what y'all need to tune into. Ladies, let us know if any of you guys have any suggestions or anything to say about No Shave November, or if you yourself are participating and you really can't grow that much facial hair like DJ Piob, then hit us up on the phone line. Station number is 415-482-3587. All right, we're going to give this request specially for JCT because they really wanted this song. So this one right here is called Dance by Big Sean. This is the remix.
Stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer time like.
Wobble, I'm stacking my paper. My wallet look like a Bible. I got girlies half naked. That shit look like the grotto. How your waist anorexic and then your ass is colossal. Like, whoop! Drop that ass, make it boomerang. Take my belt off. Bitch, I'm Pooty Tang. Tippy towel, tippy tay. You gon' get a tip today. Fuck that. You gon' get some dick today.
I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good, I'm making her wet. They pay me respect, they pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex.
Do it.
Bounce that ass, it's the roundest. You the best, you deserve a crown, bitch. Right on that ass.
Stop, stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer time like. Go stupid, go stupid, go stupid.
Wobbly wobble, what wobble, wobbin. Ass so fat, all these bitches pussies is throbbing. Bad bitches, I'm your leader. Venom by the meter. Somebody point me to the best ass eater. Told them pussy clean, I told them pussy squeaky. Niggas give me Brian, cause all of them niggas geeky. If he got a Mantango, then I buy him a dashiki. And bust his pussy open in the islands of Waikiki. Kiss my ass and my anus, cause it's finally famous, and it's finally solved, yeah, it's finally solved. I don't know, man, cause some ass shots wore off. Bitches ain't popping. Google my ass. Only time you on the net is when you Google my ass. You fucking little whores, for fucking up my decors. Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. Big Sean, boy, how big is yo? Give me all your money and give me all your residuals. And slap it on my ass.
Now make that motherfucker hammer time like. Stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer time.
Go stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. I do it. Wait. 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 Wait.
Go stupid. Coming to you live from the world famous Angelico building in the 415. All the ladies, put your hands in the air.
We ain't got no girls.
Then you need better sound effects.
Oh my God! Ah!
All the penguins, 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 all the penguins. Now put your wings up, up in the booth. Just walked in, doing our own DJ thing. You tuned in by clicking on the link to listen to all our shows. We up on the mics, you up on our link. Come give us all your attention. Cause if you miss out, then you out of luck. Can't be mad at us. If you like it, then you should have tuned into it. If you like it, then you should have tuned into it. Don't be mad once you find out you missed it. If you like it, then you should have tuned into it.
Radio.dominican.edu. We get it in. By the way, that's my jam. Oh, oh, oh.
Don't be mad
once
you find out you missed it. If you like it, then you should have tuned into it. All right, everybody, we are back here only on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Juice on the hotspot, which, you know, obviously with this cold weather ain't quite the same. But, you know, listen to us. We're definitely blazing out your speakers. So I have a special guest in the studio with me who is participating in No Shave November. And she is a female. And so I have a couple questions. All right. First of all, her name's Ginger. What's up, Ginger?
Hi.
So, Ginger, what made you want to do this?
Well, I just thought girls should be able to participate and not only guys.
Not only guys?
Yeah, because we grow leg hair, so we should be able to grow it out too.
Okay, so what's the thing with women? Is it like only leg hair or like other areas of yourself that you do not like clean up?
I don't know about other girls, but I only don't shave my legs, and that's what my friends did too. So, I don't know about other girls.
So your friends are participating too?
Yeah. Well, my friends at home used to participate with me, but I haven't gotten anybody here to do it.
Why not? Why do they not want to do it?
Because they all think it's really gross.
Okay. From my knowledge, one of them has a boyfriend, so she ain't got to worry. So, and then the other ones, why not?
I don't know, because they don't like leg hair. They think it's gross.
Okay. So it's only your legs that you're not.
Yes.
All right. Now, what made you just want to do it? Is it just for the hell of it?
Yeah. I kind of thought it was funny. And guys are always like, oh, it's No Shave November. So why can't I participate either? Too?
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
I don't expect one during this month either. I'm just saying.
I expect to get one during this month. So,
okay, hold on. So what if you meet this dude and, like, you start hooking up, all right? Hold on. And then, like, he tries to, like, caress your leg, but as he caresses it, he feels it a little too prickly.
I'm going to be like, sorry, No Shave November.
Exactly. You're going to say that, and his next idea is, what the hell else is not shaving? I'm just saying. I'm not trying to put you on blast, but I'm just wondering.
Well, like, it's only my legs, so okay, he can get legs. Over it.
Okay, but you got to specify. If you tell him like you just told me, he's going to think like, oh, my God, I'm about to go into the Amazon right now. He needs a machete to get through.
That's so, really gross.
You're telling me you're the one doing it.
I'm only not shaving my leg.
Only not shaving. And when did you start?
Well, I actually started early because it got cold, so I'm wearing long pants anyways.
Well, so, okay, see, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's cold, so it's not like you're going to be wearing, like, booty shorts out.
I would not do it if I was going to be wearing shorts all the time. Actually, maybe I would. I don't know.
Just for the effect of doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, has any other people on campus reacted to you doing this?
Yeah, some people have. I've shown some people my legs, and they think it's gross. Some people think it's funny, but...
Okay, I'm going to assume the people that think it's funny are, like, girls.
Yeah.
And then the people that think it's disgusting are men.
Yeah. But it's not that bad, so.
Wait, hold on. We got to see you. Wait, hold on. So, how bad? All right, man, I'm taking one for the team. We're going to see how prickly this is. All right. What? Okay. There's some there. How many days?
I don't know. It's been a while. It's been, like, over a week now.
Over a week?
Over a week.
Over
probably
a week.
Probably, like, two.
And we still got how many more weeks left in the month? 3 more weeks?
No.
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
I know. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Pretty soon you're going to have like jellyfish tentacles coming out of there.
It's going to be nice.
So it's going to... Well,
it's going to look nice.
No, it's not.
I'm going to rock shorts on the last day.
Are you going to braid them?
No. But I'll rock shorts on the last day of November.
Last day of... What if it's freezing cold?
I'll have to deal with it.
Kind of like I had
to. I want to show off these legs.
You know, the manly legs right there? Your manly like hairy... I mean, I got hella hair on my legs. And I'm just saying, hold on. That's a lot. Do you think you're going to end up with that much?
No.
Half of that.
Yeah, sure. Whoa, you have a lot of leg hair.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think I'm going to grow that.
Look at yours. Yours is like, all right, maybe this small one is what yours is at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I will not get that much leg hair.
What if you do get too much leg hair? Where to you, it's disgusting. Will you continue on with this?
Yes. I've done it before.
All right, because here's the other thing. For men, I know if you end up shaving, you guys make a bet, and usually the bet includes shaving off your hair too. Like, you get a zero. What do you girls do? They don't do anything?
Well, me and my friends did it, and nobody really shaved before, which sounds really gross, but I think if you shaved, we would just make fun of you a lot, because it's not that hard to just grow your leg hair out.
It's not. I've been doing it for the past like 10 plus years since I hit puberty, and it's not that hard. Okay, now here's my thing. Now, going back to the fact that some coworker of mine said that I'm not going to get mine because my facial hair, is it that disgusting to women for a man to have facial hair?
I don't think so. For some people, okay, my roommate, she thinks it's gross, but I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
On certain guys, it's not that bad.
Okay, certain guys. All right, so we have her roommate in the studio right now, okay? Now, we're going to put you on blast as to why you think it's disgusting. All right, hello?
Hello.
All right, so, Katie, let's get this straightened out. Why?
Well, my boyfriend grows a pretty good mustache, and when we're kissing, it's not fun to get your face torn up by some prickly hair. So I prefer him to shave. He tried to grow out a little mustache, and it just wasn't cute, so.
Why not? But see, we put up with so much of your guys' stuff. Why can't you just handle
what
a little
What do you scruffle? Put up with us?
Patience.
Oh, okay.
Patience. I would say patience is a good term.
Well, I think that if guys are allowed to grow facial hair, I should be allowed to grow leg hair. Because I have to put up with facial hair, then you should have to put up with my leg hair. So for 1 month, it's not that bad.
All right, so here's my thing. If guys always somehow need to pay on first date, why don't you flip and have a girl pay for you on the first date? Yeah, thank you. I think it's ridiculous. See, it's almost the same logic. The same logic. See, you guys laughed and scuffed at it. Why?
I'm taking my boyfriend out on a date, so.
But you, okay, how long have you been with this boyfriend?
7 months.
Okay, see, it's been a while. I'm talking about the very first date. Why don't women pay sometimes?
Well, I'm going on a date on Thursday, and I'm going to pay.
Because no, you're not, Sarah. You're such a
liar. No, really. I asked him to go out with me. Well, we used to date, but since I asked him, I'm going to pay.
This sounds a little complicated.
But I'm going to pay. See? So sometimes we do pay.
Sometimes. All right. Okay, fine. Whatever. But why is it so bad? Do you think it'll look that bad? Because I'm only like not shaving the beard.
I don't think it'll look bad on you. I just prefer, like, I'm not kissing you though.
I know. Do you think I'll still get hit on though, or no?
Yeah, I think that your coworker was just.
Okay, so the month of November, I'm gonna look so bummy, so unattractive. Then I'm gonna come back in December. I'm gonna be like, bow.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to him?
You're gonna get so many compliments.
It's gonna be like extreme homeover. Blah blah.
Extreme makeover.
Yes, extreme makeover. Right, DJ Juice Edition, where he cleans up. I can't do the mustache thing because I feel like I'd look horrible with the mustache.
Look like a pedophile?
Yeah, kind of. Or like a 70s porn star. Like, if you grow it out that much for that long, like, I have thick hair to begin with anyways. So that's why I'm saying it.
You know, my preference is I don't like it because I don't like my face getting torn up when we're kissing. But, you know, maybe some girls do like it. I mean, Sarah doesn't care.
He likes when something else is torn up too. Or he's tearing it up.
That's gross.
But you like the reference. I mean, I'm just saying, the reference is there. All right. So, is there any last minute things you want to say as to why you think it's disgusting? Why wouldn't you ever partake in it?
I just prefer my legs to be. I mean, I haven't shaved in like a week, but I don't know. If I'm going to ask my boyfriend to shave, then I should shave my legs too. It's only fair.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think if I didn't have a boyfriend and was asking him not to shave, then I would be right with Sarah and not shave my legs.
Oh, okay.
So.
And you're doing this for the whole month. Are you taking pictures, by the way?
No, I'm not taking
Please
pictures.
Please take pictures.
Okay, I'll take pictures.
Like weekly. Not like every single day, but just
okay,
like,
at the end of the week. I have a picture on my phone, actually.
Let's upload it to Facebook.
No.
Hold on. Look, I'm going to go. I already liked the page. You can seriously go on Facebook. Hold on. No shave November. All right. You can go on their Facebook page and like it, and you have people's pictures of like where they're at. Hold on, hold on.
Well, I need to upload a picture here.
Look at that. Look at that. He goateed it. That's not true. That's nasty. Okay, that's too much. All right, Walter, we introduce you to Johnny Goodman's beard baby. I know. This.
Are there any women on this?
No, that's the thing. That's
Sarah,
the thing.
You can be the first woman.
Lame.
See? I'm telling you. Oh, that's a little too much. All right, that's probably not real. But you can go on the website. So you know what? Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate the fact that you actually spoke out on your gender's behalf as to why you might be doing it. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're definitely going to have more here on the Hot Spot with DJ Juice. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about Connor Murphy's trial once we get back. Then after that, we're going to hit In the Mix. And after In the Mix, we're going to have a little discussion with DJ Piob and his favorite singer thus far, Mr. Justin Bieber. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Hot Spot here on radio.dominican.edu. Keep it locked.
Let's drink beer. Let's drink beer.
Oh, hell no. Nah. The hell y'all thinking about?
Ting drinking is very bad.
Alcohol use by individuals under 21 is a major public health problem. Alcohol is the most commonly used and abused drugs among youth in the United States. The consequences of underage drinking can lead to school problems and arrest. This is DJ Piob from radio.dominican.edu. Let's stop underage drinking and get it right one time.
Straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy. Man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty. Till I get flashed by the paparazzi. Damn, these niggas got me. I hate these niggas more
as
than
I
Nazi.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flashing lights, lights.
What do I know?
Flashing lights.
I know it's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know I was fair, baby. Hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, frontin' oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA. Like Martin with no Gina. Like a flight with no visa. First class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flashing lights,
what do you know?
Flashing
All right, everybody, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to The Hot Spot right now with DJ Juice. All right, everybody, Connor Murphy's trial that was a huge issue earlier today. And in case you guys aren't informed, let me just tell you right now off the bat, the fool was found guilty for involuntary manslaughter. So this is what the news says on E! Online. So E! News Online. After 6 weeks, start to finish, Connor Murray, who worked as Michael Jackson's personal physician during the final months of his life, was found guilty on only one account of involuntary manslaughter. The 7-man, 5-woman panel deliberated for less than 2 days, approximately 10 hours and 7 minutes before coming back with the verdict, which was read into the record at 1:17 p.m. Western Time, Pacific Time. As fans and press amassed outside the Clara Shortridge Flotz Criminal Justice Center in downtown Los Angeles, perhaps somewhat unexpectedly, given that he has no prior criminal record, Murray was remanded into custody without bail, pending sentence on November 29th. So on November 29th, he will get a sentence. Murray can face up to 4 years in state prison and the loss of his medical license, although a recent rule adopted in the state of California could result in just him going to LA County Jail, where he would most certainly spend only a portion of his sentence behind bars. So he can go up to about 7 years or so in prison. 9 of the jurors had previous experience, including one woman who served on 5 juries. Who the hell serves that many times? I swear, those things are so boring. Which reached verdicts, and one served as a jury forewoman. So, you know, despite the defense's best efforts to poke holes in the prosecution's case, Deputy District Attorney David Walgren and his team overwhelmingly convinced the jury that Murray was negligent in his treatment of Jackson, which I don't know. I just feel like a whole bunch of superstars get away with a bunch of stuff just because they're superstars. I mean, take a look at Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan is going back to jail in a few weeks. And what is she doing outside? She was partying this weekend at, you know, crashing parties and partying it up. Like, had it been a normal person, they would have been locked up already in a mental institution with several hours to do of not only anger management, but also AA meetings. Like, she's definitely a crack whore. That's all I got to say. Lindsay Lohan, what the hell are you doing? Not to mention, she was huge in the news a few weeks ago on the fact that she was trying to get $1 million from Playboy to shoot her fully nude. No one wants to pay to see Lindsay Lohan nude. If you want to do that, just go on Google, type in Lindsay Lohan panties out, and you'll see that when she doesn't have panties, you can see her vajayjay right there. There's no need for all that. She got paid $1 million. And they also, a week after that, wanted to mold her parts. A sex shop wanted to mold her private parts and sell it. And she and her attorney apparently said no, she would never do that. They have yet to get a response. So I don't know. This broad is crazy, wacky, and out of control. All right. That right there is all the hot spot we've got. The hot topic on the hot spot. We'll take a quick commercial break. Once we get back, we're going to, you know, have a little in the mix session. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Yeah. They try to put me in the box. It's impossible. All less. Oh, yeah. And this time it's all or nothing. Said it's real. Oh, yeah. Listen. I'ma take you 10 rounds like a boxer, baby. Show you how I put down what rocks a lady. Promise you're asking when I'm done for more. I'ma switch it up and make life comfortable. I'ma be the reason you're not sleeping, baby. I'ma invade the thoughts you keeping, baby. If you're still not convinced, I'll tell you more. Make you forget the way you felt before. Uh-oh, I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to set to down. Uh-oh. I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the mama girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one, I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the one that I quit the game for. You're my diamond girl. You're the one, I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the reason I quit the game for. Hey! Can't explain just how much you shine. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine.
I'm putting my future on the line.
Baby, it's just you and I.
From this day on, let's make a deal. I'll stay true, you keep it real. Don't be shy about how you feel.
Baby, don't be shy, hey. Uh-oh. I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to settle down. Uh-oh. I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the mother girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one, I put the rock on
you.
You're my diamond girl. You're the one that I put the game for.
Yeah.
You're my diamond girl.
You're
the one, I put the rock on.
You're my diamond girl.
You're the reason I put the game for.
A room with a better view, suit with a weatherproof, Burberry overcoat, new money attitude. A playboy, you would know if you read the news. I could be with any other fine girl instead of you. Nightlight, city life, ride roof back. She's quite pretty, nice thighs, who's that? I'll be your publisher, you can be my centerfold. Long as you do me right, show me how I'm edible. And I'm a lean man, you can be my co-star. You've been acting like your mind's right so far. And you the type that enjoys the best. The four-star suites, ice, big toys and jets for real. Let me show you how it's supposed to feel. Mommy, take them shoes off, let's close the deal. Cause honey, you reach the top, stop social climbing. If my record don't sell, we'll still go diamond.
You're the diamond girl, you're the one I put the rock on.
Hey,
you're my diamond girl, you're the one that I quit the game for.
You're
my diamond girl, you're the one I put the rock on.
Baby,
you're my diamond girl. The reason I quit the game for.
Hey,
yeah.
You're my diamond girl.
I know you wanna hear that again.
Yeah.
Run the record back.
You're my diamond.
All less. Yeah. Just rock with it.
You're my diamond.
It's next selection.
You're my diamond girl.
This is the top story at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu. All right, everybody. Your heart stop right now comes to you courtesy of CNN.com. All right. The effort to rescue hundreds of treaders stranded for 6 days in a town near Nepal's iconic Mount Everest due to bad weather continued Monday. With weather conditions improving Monday, the process of transporting the tourists to the nation's capital was fully underway, the tourism ministry has said. The target is to transport 1,500 tourists to Kudumatu today. Han Baisal, spokesman of the Nepalu Ministry of Tourism and Civil Aviation, told CNN. More than 2,200 tourists have been stranded in the village of Lukia since last week, where food supplies are limited. So that right there is your top story at the bottom of the hour, brought to you by CNN. All right, right now we're obviously going to get into the next portion, which is an In the Mix. But let me just give you a forward as to why you need to stay tuned after you listen to the mix. So right after the mix, we're going to talk with DJ P-Yob. He's going to be in the studio. He's going to talk about what he thinks about his favorite artist thus far, Justin Bieber, with this whole baby mama drama. So you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned right after In the Mix. But right now, we're going to take it back with a few songs from the 2000s and one from the 90s. So you're listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. It's time for In the Mix.
So death, remix, J.E. y'all, Run DMC, to the beach y'all. And me, y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start? Yeah. What I think about all the years we put in this relationship.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd make it this far? Then I think about where would I be if we were to just fall apart? Cause I can't stand the thought of leaving you.
We ain't getting no white dress. We ain't getting no young girls. We might as well do it.
Yeah.
Feeling you
confess.
Let's get married.
Baby, let's get married.
Check it out.
Said I've done it all. Frankly, girl, I'm tired of this emptiness. I wanna come home to you and only you.
Why?
Cause making love to just anyone ain't happening. I just gotta be with you.
Hey,
you think about us finishing something we started so long ago? I wanna give you my all. Do you think about maybe us having some babies?
Yeah.
Come on, won't you be my lady?
What's going on across the sea? It ain't nothing, I ain't frontin', shorty, come here with me. Now I done already gave you the key to the range, and your last name about to change.
Yeah.
Now you miss Simmons, got a better living. What a difference, Rev one made. You done made me change my life.
Yeah.
Ever since you met me, keys to the Bentley. Now they call you the preacher's wife.
Real,
I'm the type of guy that tell you I'm by that ring with the rock that'll break your arm.
Yeah.
Blaze won't try that. Now you can't deny that. Triple dub rap to the
security just can't fight them all. And when I'm at the beach,
I'm in the speedo trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. When I walk in the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. Aye. I'm sexy and I know it. Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah, yeah. Do the wiggle, man. A little wiggle, man. Yeah. I'm sexy and I know it.
Forever, oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? wanna cut, we'll be together. Oh, oh, oh. Come here, girl, let's get it on. Hey, straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Well, straight up, I tell ya, I just really wanna cut when we together. Oh, oh, oh. Come here, girl, let's get it on.
Rihanna. All right, that right there was The Mix, DJ Juice on the hot spot here, only on radio.dominican.edu. And right now we got a special guest in the studio. We got my man DJ P-Yob. What up, little brother?
What up, man? I'm doing good, dude. Just chilling in the studio?
Yep. All right. By the way, in case they don't know, when can they catch your show?
They catch my show every Tuesday from 7 to 8. It's called What Are You Talking About with my boy DJ T-Baby.
All right, what up, man? All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty of this, all right? So there are rumors surfacing all last week that Justin Bieber has a baby. This little 18-year-old boy has a baby. So let me give you the info in case y'all been living under a rock for a quick minute. So the woman in question reportedly filed a paternity suit against Justin last Tuesday, claiming that she boned the underage singer backstage at one of his LA concerts and left with an embryonic party favor. So Justin Bieber said yesterday, actually, that he will take a DNA test in 2 weeks when he gets back to the U.S. because right now he's on tour in Europe to do the test, and they've already selected the place, the time, and everything is in store. Now, once the test show Justin is not the dad, Justin and his team will sue the girl. And apparently, according to her lawyers, they got nervous. So sources also say that Bieber and his team think it's important to file a lawsuit against her to show that there are consequences when somebody thumps up phony allegations. What's interesting, her name is Mariah Yeager, all right? And she is around 18 years old. And TMZ spoke with somebody that actually knows her. And she's actually been caught, like, trying to pull this shit, this type of stuff, in her hometown of Vegas. So a few years back, she tried to sue this guy for the same thing, saying that he was the father of the same baby that she's suing Justin Bieber for. And there was a whole battery charge. So this girl has obviously got some, like, knots that aren't correct. And, I mean, this is your favorite artist, DJ Piav.
Let's get this straight. My favorite artist has always been Kanye West. Okay, let's just get that straight. Justin Bieber, I respect him as a singer. I don't even like him. I'll just say that. He has some good songs. Baby was good.
Baby?
Baby was good.
He also has a baby.
Eenie Meenie was good.
He also has a baby. Now.
And let's get this straight.
Do you think it's his kid?
I hope it's his kid. You know why? Selena Gomez is too fine.
I would agree.
She should not be with Justin Bieber.
She's
a
little too skinny for me, though.
Hey, doesn't matter, man. Face always matters to me.
Face?
Yeah, I don't care about booty or
what?
Booze. I mean, if they got a cute face, just imagine looking at that face while you're giving it to her. That's all I gotta say.
What if I just want to hit it from the back and hear some clapping?
Oh, jeez. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Hey, it's personal preference, man. It's personal preference.
I'm just saying.
Matter of opinion.
Like that 112.
Why do you
want to
hear
it
clap, man? I don't understand.
I just like the way it sounds.
Okay.
Well, no one can like the way things sound up in here. All right. So do you think it's his kid? Because, I mean, all right. Here's the interesting thing. She was voted in her eighth grade class yearbook in 2006. As the most dramatic girl in her class.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already tried to pull this off twice, and there's an actual document, like an official document from the police saying that she did the same thing because she ended up, like, destroying this dude's car. Mm-hmm. So it was some battery stuff going on.
Okay, so I saw the girl's picture. She's not pretty. But
she's not boneable.
See, the thing is, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it because Justin Bieber's really famous. And since he just turned 18, he's probably hitting and quitting with, like, different girls.
But she claims that this happened when he was 17.
Okay. Well, let's just say he visited her in Vegas, right?
TMZ was the first one to break the news, and TMZ got a report saying that this girl, she described it too. This was the exact description that security asked her if she wanted to go backstage after the concert in LA. And she was like, okay, yeah, sure. You know, as a fan, you want to just meet him.
Yeah.
And so she goes backstage. They meet. They greet. He takes her to the bathroom. And she accordingly says that his whole demeanor changed from being, like, nice and sweet to, like, hella aggressive, just wanting to have sex. And the funny thing is she stated that he only lasted 30 seconds.
Wow.
It only takes 30 seconds. This guy's Top Ramen. You know what Top Ramen means?
I mean, it takes 3 minutes, basically.
You cook under 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You cook under 2 minutes. And he's Top Ramen. So that's a little too much. You 30 seconds in order to pop out another baby, baby, baby. I'm not a good singer. Sing it, P.O.
Baby, 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 oh.
He's Filipino. He uses that magic mic.
It does. It works sometimes.
All right. So, she gave birth to this baby boy in San Diego on July 6th of this year.
Wow.
So the baby's about approximately 3-4 months old, and she did not list a father on the birth certificate. They've actually tried to call Yeager's attorneys, and so far there's no responses.
See, the thing is with a girl like her, it's probably maybe a different dude that could be the father.
This needs to go on Mari.
Maybe. You mean
Mari?
Yeah, Mari.
Maury, I'm brown. I have an accent for certain things. I can't even say pizza. I say pizza, not pizza. So there, whatever. Anyways, going back to this. So I don't know. Like, do you think? All right. Now there was also rumors surfacing that Selena Gomez and were breaking up.
Oh man, I'm just hoping they do. She's too fine to be with them.
What are you gonna
too
try
fun.
To get at her?
Yeah, I'll try to get her. If I see her in person, I'll probably be denied because I'm doing No Shave November. But,
oh, you too. We were talking about that earlier. There's a girl on campus that is not shaving her legs.
Mm.
which I did not know. Like, I don't see many women participating. Mm-hmm. And I'm not only shaving this. I'm about to shave the mustache, though, because I'm going to look like a 70s porn star if I grow it out.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy. Without the belly, though.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I think this is true, I would just say. I mean, he's a horny teenager.
I know.
Think about it. When they said Tiger Woods and all these sex people are like, oh, no, he can't. He's like the nicest athlete in the world. Hell no. Deep down, you know every dude's a freak.
I know. Look at Bill Clinton, dude. The dude's about 60 years old, and he's still getting laid, man.
He's still getting laid. Oh, my God. You know Lewinsky still won it?
Yeah, I know. I bet you he's still giving it to her right now.
Yeah, see, so many people loved Clinton. They loved Clinton. They're like, oh, no, he couldn't do that. He denied it how many times? And then it came out to surface that he did hit it and quit. Yet women still love the guy for it. Like, regardless, they still love the guy for what he did for the economy. And then Bush came in and just messed the whole thing up again.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I personally think that it might be true. You're hoping it's true.
I really am hoping it's true.
But this girl's story, like, it seems like pretty, like, formulated. Mm-hmm. But she's tried to do it before.
That's true.
There's some speculation. You're also voted most dramatic. And all I got to say is she's that dramatic because she white. She a white girl. That's all I got to say. She a white girl. That's it. What? Who the hell wants to father Justin Bieber's baby?
And also, I went to an
all... She got death threats.
Look, I went to an all-boys school, so I know how 16-year-old boys behave in an all-boys school. They're horny as hell. So, I mean, I'm just saying. He's Justin probably Bieber, like that.
No, he's saying that, no, he's waiting till marriage till he finds the right one. Not. No, he's not. He's not waiting. He's trying to get it on. I bet you already got it in with Selena Gomez.
I bet.
I bet. You've been dating for like how long since last December? Almost a year.
I wouldn't know. I'm just too upset about the whole situation.
I mean, you're with a girl that pretty, you really don't get a boner? At least he gets some. He might not have sex, but he might be getting something else. Yeah. You know, a little handy. He getting the IH, the incredible hand job.
He probably went to BJ's.
He probably did. He left. He went in there looking for dinner. He ended up with dessert.
Yeah.
Cream pie. All right. So... that was it right now. That's all we have right now. Let me give a shout out real quick to everybody that was tuning in. Let me give a shout out to M. We want to give definitely a shout out to the people in the studio. Also, my girl Katie, Gabriel, my brother, my broski, Chicken. We know you love Bieber. We seen that picture in the Castro with him. We seen that picture. It was not Photoshopped. Yeah. Let it be known. It was not Photoshopped. It's for real. All right. So what we talked about today, we obviously got down to Justin Bieber. We also talked about No Shave November, what's all about, who's participating in it. We also talked about Conor Murray's trial, and he was found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And he might serve up to 4 years in jail, might. The day that's set for him for his pending sentence is on November the 29th. We also gave you an In the Mix with some old stuff from the 90s, 2000s, and one new song at the end from Rihanna for We Found Love. And definitely had DJ Piav in here. And once again, when can they catch your show?
Again, it's on Tuesday, 7 to 8. It's called What Are You Talking About on DU's Hit Music Station, radio.dominican.edu.
All right. That's it for us. Stay tuned right now for DJ Sam I Am for the Power Hour. After that, it's following DJ 2 Mello for the 9 o'clock lounge. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Y'all have a good night.